There's cubicle culture, and then there's co-working culture. Co-working happens when completely different businesses share a communal workspace. The hope is that they'll also share ideas. The concept is popping up around the country. As KJZZ's Stina Sieg reports, it's also pushing its way across the valley.
Jenny Poon's office is inside Phoenix's first co-working space. That space is called Cahoots. That's COHOOTS. Imagine a hip, wide-open layout with a mix of photographers, PR firms, and customer service reps working side by side. Poon is a graphic designer who also founded Cahoots. She says it's all about sharing ideas. Sometimes unexpectedly.
There's this buzzword around co-working spaces, and it's serendipity. Everybody talks about serendipity in their space. And can you plan serendipity? I really believe you can. It's all about space planning and culture.
Poon says that's why Cahoots has hardly any walls and a conference room made of glass. Forget doing your work silently and maybe having a conversation around the water cooler. Here, connections happen everywhere. Cahoots started more than 3 years ago with only creative types. Now it's expanded to all kinds of users, about 70 on a typical workday. Poon says that diversity is a good thing.
The things that I don't know, there's so many things that I don't know. And if you surround yourself with people who do know a wide variety of things, imagine what you could learn.
That's why Cahoots gives its users time to get to know one another, even outside the typical workday.
Hang a less heavy ornament on that one.
Andrea Still is standing on a ladder, putting up decorations in Cahoots before its annual Christmas party. These sorts of get-togethers have helped shape the space's reputation for having a cohesive community of young urban entrepreneurs. Adam Clayton is in from out of town for the day, but he says he's able to feel part of all that's going on around him.
Just coming to these different spaces as I'm visiting in the area, I can instantly get plugged in.
Clayton is such a believer in this kind of space sharing that he started his own co-working business in Boulder, Colorado. And typically, that's the kind of city where co-working flourishes. San Francisco, Seattle, New York, they're all full of young, arty hipsters open to experiment with different work environments. But is that the only demographic drawn to co-working? Dennis Quarterman doesn't think so.
We'll walk through this archway and you'll see a wide open room. And that's one thing we like about this facility, is it's open.
The room is surrounded by glass in a 10,000-square-foot building in Maryvale. Quarterman hopes that, in about a month, this will become the focal point of Jumpstart, otherwise known as West Phoenix's first co-working environment. Quarterman says this will be completely new for a neighborhood he calls quasi-industrial.
West Side Phoenix has been marginalized. It's been what I consider kind of redlined as a lower socioeconomic area, an area that's not dynamic, and that's simply not true.
Quarterman says prices will start low, about $50 a month in the communal office, and he hopes that will entice people in the community who currently work from home. He says he offers something you can't get working alone.
As you sit down with a group of people like-minded, there'll be a lot of like-minded people who are trying to get businesses started. There's a lot of magic that comes from kicking around ideas.
Quarterman says as businesses take off, they can graduate to the offices that surround Jumpstart's central communal workspace. They're pricier, but also a bit more private. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, Phoenix.